The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, October 23rd, 2016, is from the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and verses 18 through 28. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. Then also, King of Salem means King of Peace. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. The former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. For the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath. But he became a priest with an oath, when God said to him, "The Lord has sworn, and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever." Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant. Now there have been many of those priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office. But because Jesus lives forever, he has a permanent priesthood. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other high priests, he does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests men in all their weakness, but the oath, which came after the law, appointed the Son, who has been made perfect forever. May the Lord bless this reading of his holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and verses 18 through 28, New International Version. Sunday, October 23rd, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Hebrews chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, and verses 18 through 28. Hebrews 7, 1. This Melchizedek was king of Salem and priest of God Most High. He met Abraham returning from the defeat of the kings and blessed him. What we know about Melchizedek from the Old Testament can be found only in Genesis chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, and Psalms 110, verse 4. The writer of the book of Hebrews used Melchizedek to show that Jesus, as our great high priest, is superior to the Levitical priests, and, of course, superior to the priests of any other religion or sacrificial system. Jesus is king and priest as was Melchizedek. According to the law of Moses, only Levites could be priests, and only those of the tribe of Judah could be kings. Therefore, legally, Jesus the Messiah had to be a descendant of a different priestly order. Jesus was of the order of Melchizedek, which lawfully permitted someone to be both a king and a priest of the true God. Jesus was of the tribe of Judah and the line of King David. Therefore, Jesus legally qualified to be king over Israel, including Judah. Hebrews 7:2. And Abraham gave him a tenth of everything. First, the name Melchizedek means King of Righteousness. Then also, King of Salem means King of Peace. In the days of Abraham, the Canaanites had the opportunity to know and worship the true God through the services and teaching of Melchizedek and his priestly order. By the time of Moses, the Canaanites had so completely turned to idol worship, child sacrifices to gain the favor of their gods, and gross immorality, that God gave their land to the Hebrews. For the same offenses, God would later send the Jews into exile in Babylon. Melchizedek followed the moral law of God, the law of righteousness, and was king of righteousness. As king of righteousness, he judged his people according to the moral law of God. He taught and enforced God's law and moral standards in order to create a just society. As a king, Melchizedek worked for peace. Therefore, he commended Abraham, who brought peace again to the land after it was invaded when Abraham defeated the evil kings that had attacked them and stolen from them. In recognition of Melchizedek's superior position as priest and king, Abraham gave him an offering or gift. Hebrews 7:3. Without father or mother, without genealogy, without beginning of days or end of life, resembling the Son of God, he remains a priest forever. The book of Hebrews reveals what we do not learn from the Old Testament. The Bible does not reveal Melchizedek's parents or genealogy, perhaps because it was unnecessary. Unlike the requirement to keep the genealogy of the Levites and the Judeans so the appropriate people could be appointed as either priests or kings. The Bible does not reveal the time or way he entered the world or his death. Perhaps he did not die, but ascended to heaven, as did Enoch, who walked with God. See Genesis chapter 5, verses 22 through 24. What little we know about Melchizedek has led to much speculation, but the book of Hebrews wants to show that Jesus' superior responsibilities as both king and priest was not unprecedented, because Jesus and Melchizedek were similar in this way. Hebrews 7:18. The former regulation is set aside, because it was weak and useless. The ceremonial laws that commanded the Levitical priests to offer sacrifices for sins were regulations that did not help believers overcome temptations to sin. As a means to empower believers to live holy in the world, these sacrifices and regulations were useless. Furthermore, the requirements regarding who was legally qualified to be a priest or a king were also set aside. The divided form of government between kings and priests had become weak and useless by the time of Jesus, and a divided form of government was not exempt from corruption. As king and priest, Jesus would not be corrupted, and he will rule visibly someday in righteousness and peace. Hebrews 7:19. For the law made nothing perfect, and a better hope is introduced, by which we draw near to God. The law of God cannot make anyone perfect, and it was never intended to make people morally perfect. The first time we break God's law, we become morally imperfect. We can try to obey the law of God in the days ahead, but that will not make us morally perfect. We remain former lawbreakers, even though we are trying to do better. Paul wrote that the law of love, God's law, or the moral law, is good, so we need to obey the moral law and love God and others. But our better hope is in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to help us obey and love God and others rightly, rather than placing our hope in ourselves or some other self-improvement method. Because Jesus Christ died for our sins, leading to our just and merciful forgiveness by God, we can draw near to God with confidence and know God will help us. Because Jesus has cleansed us from sin, He could send us the Holy Spirit to live within us, to guide us, and empower us to obey God's law. Hebrews 7:20. And it was not without an oath. Others became priests without any oath. God made an oath or solemn promise that He would send us a better hope in the Messiah. See Psalms 110, verse 4, and Hebrews 7, verse 21, below. God kept His oath when He sent Jesus, His only Son, into the world to be our prophet, priest, and king. Others in Israel became priests by the regulations God gave Moses, and not by an individual oath of God. When Jesus came, He fulfilled God's oath or solemn promise to us. Hebrews 7:21. But He became a priest with an oath when God said to Him, "The Lord has sworn and will not change His mind. You are a priest forever." When God makes an oath or a sworn promise, He will not change His mind. An oath is different from a warning from God that He will punish a person or a nation, and then if they repent, He chooses not to punish them. This is an acceptable way for God or anyone to change their mind. For example, see the book of Jonah. God's oath was an expression of His unconditional commitment to make Jesus a priest forever. No matter what people would do to Jesus, they could not do anything that would interfere with God making His Son a priest forever. When human priests die, their service as a priest ends. Not even death on the cross could keep Jesus from being a priest forever, because Jesus rose from the dead and descended into heaven as God promised. In heaven, He intercedes for us as our high priest forever. Hebrews 7:22. Because of this oath, Jesus has become the guarantor of a better covenant. Because Jesus fulfilled the oath of God our Father, He has guaranteed a better covenant, a new covenant in His blood, which has made the forgiveness for and the cleansing of sins possible for all who believe in Him. Because Jesus lives forever as our high priest, He will meet all of our real needs. The new or better covenant that has enabled every believer to be filled with the Holy Spirit is far superior to the old covenant, made through Moses, with its laws, priests, and sacrifices that could not save people from their sins. Hebrews 7:23. Now there have been many of those priests, since death prevented them from continuing in office. Under the Old Testament covenant, and before the coming of Jesus Christ, priests served the Lord and then died. These priests had to be replaced with new priests, and then they died, leading to numerous priests living and dying over hundreds of years. God brought an end to this Old Testament system when He sent Jesus. The book of Hebrews gives sound reasons from the Scriptures for us to stay loyal to Jesus Christ and not fall into any other religious system, or for the Jews of that day to return to the practices of and depend upon the Old Covenant regulations and sacrifices to be right with God. Hebrews 7:24. But because Jesus lives forever, He has a permanent priesthood. Jesus is our high priest from a different order than the Levitical priests of the Old Testament. Jesus is our high priest from the order of Melchizedek. Having risen from the dead and descended into heaven, Jesus' priesthood is permanent. Jesus will never die again, and He will never need to die a sacrificial death again. Jesus now lives as our high priest forever, to our benefit and everlasting gratitude. Our love relationship with Jesus will never end, and by His grace, He will always keep us right with God. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. When we come to God our Father through faith in His Son, Jesus Christ, we are saved from our sins and granted eternal life. Having received eternal life and the indwelling Holy Spirit, Jesus continues to save us day by day in the midst of our facing temptations and sometimes failing God. Jesus saves us day by day by interceding for us through the day, day by day. Praise and thank God for all He does for us. Jesus prays for us in heaven, and God always answers His prayers. The Holy Spirit indwells us, prays for us, and inspires our prayers, and Jesus answers our prayers. We thank and praise God for all He does for us through Jesus Christ to save us completely forever. Hebrews 7:26. Such a high priest truly meets our need, one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens. We learn many of the needs Jesus meets from reading the entire Bible and from our own experiences and those of other Christians. Christian biographies and the lives of other living Christians are examples that often show us the great extent and variety of needs Jesus will meet. Perhaps one of our greatest needs is the power and wisdom to rightly express our love to God in Christ and others. As one who is holy, blameless, pure, set apart from sinners, exalted above the heavens, Jesus is the type of person who can give us everything we need because of His holy character and the position of responsibility He fulfills for us above the heavens as our high priest. Hebrews 7:27. Unlike the other high priests, He does not need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for His own sins and then for the sins of the people. He sacrificed for their sins once for all when He offered Himself. Because of Jesus' moral character and perfect life throughout His entire life, Jesus did not need to offer sacrifices for Himself. Jesus never sinned, as did the priests in the Old Testament. Jesus came to make a single sacrifice of His own perfect life and shed His own blood, rather than the blood of sheep and goats, for the forgiveness of our sins. No additional sacrifices for the forgiveness of sins are needed. Jesus fully met that need. Hebrews 7:28. For the law appoints as high priests men in all their weakness, but the oath which came after the law appointed the Son, who was made perfect forever. The law of God was followed as a guide for appointing high priests. All of these priests had moral and personal weaknesses. Therefore, the law of God required them to offer sacrifices for themselves and others before Christ came and made the new covenant sacrifice in His blood. The oath in Psalms 110, verse 4, came after the law was given to Moses, and the oath of God, rather than the regulations of the law, appointed Jesus, the Son of God, as our high priest. Jesus is pure and perfect, as Hebrews chapter 7, verse 26 describes. By Jesus' death and resurrection, He was made the perfect high priest forever, and His grace will sustain believers forever in a right relationship with God and others forever in heaven, and forever on earth, after He comes again as He promised. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. In what important way or ways was Jesus similar to Melchizedek? 2. If Jesus were born of the tribe of Levi, would He have been legally qualified to be the Messiah? Give a reason for your answer. 3. Before the coming of Jesus the Messiah, why do you think only those of the tribe of Judah could be kings and only those of the tribe of Levi could be priests? 4. Why can't the law of God given to Moses in the Old Covenant make us perfect? 5. How is Jesus able to save completely those who come to God through Him? International Bible Lesson. Why won't we sin in heaven? Sunday, October 23rd, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Hebrews 7:25. Therefore, He is able to save completely those who come to God through Him, because He always lives to intercede for them. Because we have not loved others or ourselves as God commanded, we cannot go into the presence of God without help. Because we have not lived perfectly on earth, we will not be able to live perfectly after we die without help. God would have been perfectly just if He had decided to tell everyone who dies, "Go away. You are so dirty that you would spoil heaven. Don't bother me." But God is perfectly loving and merciful too. So God decided to bother with us and send Jesus to help us. God chose to be gracious, and He promised that if we come to Him through Jesus, that Jesus is able to help us come into His presence and live perfectly and loving in heaven. If we come to God through Jesus, our lives will bring true happiness to God and all those in heaven. How is this possible when we have lived so imperfectly on earth? Living perfectly in heaven is only possible for us because Jesus is able to save completely and for all time those who come to God through Him. We can trust in Jesus to give us all the help we need. Because we appreciate all that Jesus has done and has promised to do for all who trust in Him, we love God and want to obey God in everything. And Jesus loves to help us whenever we might do wrong. In heaven, we will never think or do wrong. How do we have this hope? we trust in Jesus, and Jesus always lives to intercede or pray for us. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.